Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In all of my nearly 20 years at the Capitol, yesterday stands out as the most bizarre. It began in the House Judiciary Committee on a bill to use mail-in ballots only in the upcoming congressional race. First, a witness egged on by committee Democrats refused to step away from the podium after the time for her testimony had expired. She had to be escorted out by police. That set off the crowd, and the chairman had the hearing room cleared. After about 45 minutes, order was restored and the hearing continued. Even when we entered the room to argue in favor of the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act, committee Democrats were still arguing for more time on the mail ballot bill, and the audience was still making catcalls at the committee chairman. It was sad to see so many people, including committee members who should know better, show complete disrespect for the process. When the chairman finally laid the mail ballot bill to rest, the hearing began on House Bill 609, the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act. Our side presented seven female students, ranging from high school to college, who each had a story related to men in women's locker rooms. Their stories were compelling and powerful, as was the testimony by an attorney from the Family Policy Alliance, who spoke of the Supreme Court's Gloucester case and their joint amicus brief with Wolf, a self-described radical feminist group that's also afraid of the nationwide push to allow boys who think they're girls into girls' locker rooms, restrooms, and shower rooms. Just this week, another lawsuit was filed, this time in Pennsylvania, where a high school vice principal told male students that females were now allowed in their locker rooms and they just had to accept it and try to act as though it's normal. Otherwise, he said, the male students could go home and be homeschooled. The opponent testimony yesterday was based almost solely on emotion and very little fact, and what fact there was incorrect. Ken Fitchler, the head of economic development for the state of Montana, warned of dire economic consequences if the legislature passed the bill. He said North Carolina's economy was devastated when they passed a similar bill. That's absolutely not true. I handed the committee a fact sheet that shows North Carolina's economy is booming, an argument further bolstered by an article this week in the Washington Times entitled "Tourism Thriving, Economy Expanding in North Carolina Despite Bathroom Bill Desertions." And in my opinion, shame on anyone who would force our daughters to shower with boys just to try to improve our state's economy. At the conclusion of the hearing, the chairman allowed no questions from the committee, citing the earlier disturbances as the reason that the hearings were running behind schedule. This bill will probably be voted on early next week, so it's crucial that we all call or write the Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 609. Remember, if it passes, it goes to the people for a vote. Please call the Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee at 444-4800. That's 444-4800. Or email them through the link on our website at montanafamily.org. Either way, they need to hear from you today. Please ask them to vote yes on the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.